Chapter 25. The Land Speed Record. The race to be the fastest by car all started when a Frenchman, Gaston Chasseloup-Labat, set the first land speed record in 1898. But that record of just over 60 kph, kilometers per hour, was broken within a few months. Indeed, within the space of a few years, a new record was set at an incredible 165 kph. Even Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Car Company, got in on the act. He held the record for a short time in 1904 with his Arrow car. The early record holders drove petrol or even electric cars. The last steam-driven challenge was made in 1906. The car, the Stanley steamer, actually reached a speed of 195 kph. From 1922 to 1964, the world land speed record became a British event. British drivers increased the record from 215 kph in 1922 to 648 kph in 1964. But by the mid-1960s, the tide was turning. The Americans began to dominate the race with their daring jet-powered cars. In fact, it was not until 1983 that a British team again took the record. The man who broke the American domination was Richard Noble. Driving his car, Thrust 2, Noble covered 1.6 kilometers in 5.6 seconds. With his top speed of 1,019 kph, he was actually driving at 84% of the speed of sound. Record attempts, however, are not without danger. Noble's car came within 11 kph of takeoff speed. This means that if he had driven just 11 kph faster, the car would have left the ground and taken off. As the car was not built to fly, it would have crashed and been completely destroyed, and Noble with it. Richard Noble has been interested in speed records since he was a small boy. He remembers the day when he saw the British driver John Cobb and his jet-powered speedboat. "It was the speed element," says Noble. "I was just totally hooked." Noble's record of 1,019 kph survived until 1998. In that year, a new car designed by Noble himself, the Thrust SSC, reached a speed of more than 1,200 kilometers per hour. That's the fastest a car has ever traveled. And the driver, Andy Green, is now the fastest man on Earth. He's also the first man to drive at supersonic speed and to break the sound barrier.